From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The city of Arcata is asking for community help in chronicling information about water levels on Arcata Bay and in local creeks and streams by taking photos of affected areas, especially during King Tide events. Last year, more than 60 King Tide photos were uploaded to the city's King Tides Story Map, photos documenting sea level rise impacts by providing a visual record of tidal impacts at peak tides from year to year. You can find out more about how to get involved at cityofarcata.org. More about the case of a man being held in lieu of $3 million bail on sexual assault and trafficking charges. David Anderson was appointed a new attorney in court. He's charged with drugging and sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl. Lost Coast Outpost reports Anderson was convicted of sex trafficking a 16-year-old in Humboldt County in November 2014. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison, but with credit for time served, along with good behavior credits in prison, he served a little over 3 years, released in March of this year. A preliminary hearing is set for December 26th. There is a memorial happening today at the Old Town Gazebo in Eureka, as those who died in the streets are remembered. December 21st, marking the day with the longest night of the year, the winter solstice, and organizers call it an appropriate time to call attention to the plight of the homeless. The event's been held for the past 10 years to bring awareness about those without a place to live and their struggle to survive. Humboldt County wants to see some progress surrounding stalled work on the Juvenile Hall project. It says Hal Hayes Construction needs to maintain a 60-day schedule in order to live up to terms of its commitments to complete the facility in a timely manner. The 19,000-square-foot project sits idle after the company stopped construction last month. That followed missed deadlines in April and October. County officials saying granting an extension for the Harrison Avenue facility would cost the county about $270,000. The Visiting Angels Eureka team finished in 10th place nationwide for most money raised for a Visiting Angels team. The team will now be awarded $5,000 from the Visiting Angels CEO, pushing the Humboldt Walk to End Alzheimer's event over $100,000. Also, the Visiting Angels Eureka team CEO finished 6th in the nation for most money raised for a Visiting Angels participant. In the past 5 years, Visiting Angels and their network of support have generated more than $1 million in donations to help in the fight to end Alzheimer's disease. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.